NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, in a defiant and at times rambling address carried on national television there, vowed to fight to remain in power. Gaddafi, who's held the reins of power for 40 years, saying he will fight to his last drop of blood. And speaking through an interpreter, the Libyan leader also promised drastic punishment for those who continue to seek to overthrow his government.
Any Libyan who lifts an arm shall be punished with a death sentence.
There were reports of gunfire from Gaddafi supporters shortly after his remarks. The UN Security Council today condemned the violence in Libya and the use of force against civilians. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is now in eastern Libya, where she says forces have joined demonstrators in declaring control of that region, including the border crossings.
Basically, forces that say they are pro-democracy forces. There are no signs of police, no signs of the army, that they have liberated all of eastern Libya. They are very anxious to speak to the media. They've been extremely welcoming. They say they've been waiting to tell their story because they are so completely cut off from the world because there is simply no cell phone service here at the moment and no internet.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in eastern Libya. Taking a cue from their colleagues in Wisconsin, Indiana House Democrats are leaving the state. Marianne Holland of member station WFYI says they hope to avoid a vote on Republican-led legislation restricting the rights of unions.
The political battle is over a bill that prohibits union membership and fees from being a condition of employment, while also disallowing payroll deductions for union dues. House Democrats walked out Monday, only two returned Tuesday morning. Without Democrats at the state house, Republicans don't have a quorum to conduct business. The House Democrats are now headed out of the state, either to Illinois or Kentucky. Both states have Democratic governors, a condition that prevents the lawmakers from being taken into police custody and returned to Indiana. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.
There's mixed economic news today. Consumer confidence hit its highest level in 3 years this month, but as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, another economic reading showed home prices continuing a downward trend.
According to the Conference Board, the Consumer Confidence Index climbed just above 70 this month, the fifth straight month of gains. This exceeds economist expectations. Still, the index needs to hit 90 or higher to signal a stable economy. And while consumers may be feeling more positive, the housing market appears to be moving in the opposite direction, with home prices falling in many cities. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index of 20 large metropolitan areas fell 1% in December from the month before. It began falling in August, reversing what had been a recovery. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The situation in Libya rattled financial markets today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 178 points. You're listening to NPR. U.S. officials say four Americans taken hostage by Somali pirates off the coast of Africa are dead. The U.S. military says the pirates apparently shot their captives as special operations forces were closing in on a hijacked yacht. The victims were identified as Gene and Scott Adams of Marina Del Rey, California, and Phyllis McKay and Bob Riggle of Seattle, Washington. The Adams had been living on the yacht, sailing around the world, handing out Bibles since 2004. New research shows that radio waves from cell phones can boost the metabolism of some brain cells, but as NPR's John Hamilton reports, there is no evidence it increases a person's risk of cancer or any other health problem.
A team led by a researcher at the National Institutes of Health placed cell phones against the ears of 47 people. Then they used a brain scanner to look for changes in the amount of glucose consumed by brain cells. Cells typically consume more glucose, which provides energy when they are more active. The researchers found that when a cell phone was transmitting, glucose metabolism increased by 6% to 8% in cells near the transmitter. But they say it's hard to know what to make of that result. Increased metabolism hasn't been linked to cancer, and the researchers say it will take more studies to know if the increase can cause any other health effect. The new study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. John Hamilton, NPR News.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says after analyzing the issue of fundraising, he has decided not to run for president next year. Thune telling the Associated Press he feels he lacks the name recognition of some of the other GOP candidates and also thinks President Obama will be tough to beat. Thune did not indicate who in the party he might back. In an AP interview, he said Obama is a shrewd politician who's moving toward the center to attract moderate voters. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.